More than 100 people walked in Auburn Street this weekend to help unveil a highway sign commemorating the work of abolitionist Harriet Tubman. As WRVO's Maria Contanzarite reports, the walk is part of an effort to put Tubman's home one step closer to becoming a national park.
Can I get a witness? A witness? A witness?
Geraldine Copes Daniels is a great-grandniece of Harriet Tubman and still lives in Auburn, where the former slave made her home. She says her ancestor is long overdue for national recognition.
And we're trying to do what she did, but hers was a longer way. People of today don't realize.
The two-mile walk from Auburn City Hall to Tubman's home is just one thing local leaders have done since the bill was introduced in Congress earlier this year to try to make Tubman's home and surroundings a national park, says Councilman John Camardo.
The walk will give a lot of attention to the cause of making it a national landmark.
And like Tubman's struggle for civil rights, Sean McLeod of Auburn says he knows it may take a while.
I think it's kind of just time. Sometimes things just happen because it's time.
The bill still needs to pass through a House of Representatives subcommittee, the full House, and the Senate before it can become a law. In Auburn, I'm Maria Gutanzrite for WRVO News.